The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
On the radio show today, we're doing a thing called It's Not Illegal, but it should be. And we have to thank Share Funny listener James, who DM'd. It's not illegal, but it should be, that Adam has to have a meeting that cuts Share Funny short. Who does that, Adam? We love Share Funny.
Yeah, that was last Friday, yeah. Wasn't it?
Thank you, James.
Because he was going to some stupid-ass hockey game.
Oh, I felt so bad for him, though, because I talked to him this week. And he said, you know, Fridays, I don't even know if I should say this. Because he said the way we looked at him. He's like, you know, I had 10 eyes on me. And, you know, it's Friday. We're all looking to go home. He said the looks we were giving him were just so zoned out, kind of checked out. And I was like, I know I'm responsible for that. But that's what happens. You've done the show and your brain is kind of fried. And
I wasn't zoned out.
I was.
At all.
I was because I'd already heard of that information already.
Yeah, but I
the day before.
I mean.
But it's important. It's going to save our lives.
I'm always a good audience, though. That's the first thing you learn in the theater, is in order to be a good performer, you have to know how to be a good audience.
True. Okay, we're going to go with that then.
You ought to see the way I'm so attentive when the flight attendant's going through his or her little routine up there.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I take the little thing out of the back of the seat, and I go over the graphs with them as they're showing it, and yeah.
All ears.
Mm-hmm. It's all I can do to keep from applauding when they're finished.
I try to pay attention. I don't pay attention. I just try to look up every now and then and let them know somebody's watching.
Yeah, but when you do that, you know, through their window,
it'll
get you in trouble. So I was just saying, right before the Share Funny started, we were talking about the survey where it said most men use soap on their face that's not intended for their face. They either use body wash or regular bar soap or whatever they're using on their body, or shampoo. Ace washes his face with shampoo.
Yeah, kind of. If that. I didn't even think about it. Y'all mentioned that. I just stick my, when I'm washing my hair, I just stick my face in there and wipe it off. Like, so I guess it's shampoo that washes it.
Yeah, so you're not even really getting in there and with the fingertips and massaging the soap into your face and cleaning all that out.
No, I'm not doing any of that.
You're just like a, then you're done.
Just like that.
Yeah, but see, I can't do that because I've got oily ass skin, and I have to use the soap and really get up in there. But I mean, I use the same soap I use on my body, which is Dove Unscented for sensitive skin, because I have sensitive skin, and I used to use Ivory soap because I thought. You got oily skin, you use Ivory soap, and it'll dry you out. Like, you could strike a match on your face.
Yeah.
But it didn't work. Within an hour, my face was just, you know, you could fry an egg on my forehead.
Ooh.
And I asked the doctor about it one time, and he said, well, what you're doing is you're drying your face out so much that then your skin is having to work extra hard to replace that oil. So it just, you know, the oil gets back faster and more of it when you dry your face out. I guess it makes no sense to use Dove with 1/4 moisturizing cream, but it does. It works a lot better than Ivory. But anyway, Jody brought home some stuff for me from the lady that does her facials and all that. And it's in a big pump bottle. You keep it in the shower. And so this is for your face. It'll help his type of skin, whatever. I'm sure it was expensive. And I used it the first time, and it doesn't lather very much, to me, it's not working.
Right.
If it's not lathering, it's not a soap. You know, like if it don't have a head, it ain't a robot.
Right.
If it ain't lathering, it ain't a soap. And it had those little exfoliating things in it, and it's scratching my face all up. And I was like, the hell with this? Doing that.
None of the acne washes will foam up. None of, they don't lather up.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of them do have those little things in it that'll
clean you out.
Yeah.
Is there a reason saying they don't foam up?
I don't know. I think that whatever makes them foam is not necessary for the cleansing. Like the stuff they put in shampoo, it's sodium lauryl sulfate or whatever. That's what creates the foam, but you don't need it.
So they just leave that out completely then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so why were you acting like I was crazy, Alexis? Because I don't want to use that.
Yeah, because that's good for you. It scrubs away all the dead skin that you have, your pores, cleans them out.
My skin's not dead. It's only comatose.
Okay. Comatose. Comatose skin. Comatose
skin. But it hurts. It's uncomfortable.
But it's going to, but your skin.
It feels like I'm pissing in the wind because it's not lathering.
So smooth after.
Yeah, gently. I learned that when I had acne a lot.
Yeah.
Because I used to just wash my face 5 times a day. Because I'd be like, well, if I wash it more, that means I'll get rid of the acne. And the doctor was like, okay, that's number one. Stop doing that because you're just irritating your skin by rubbing it.
And then they go through different trends because the doctors will tell you one thing for a while and then they'll come along and go, well, new research shows that. Blah, blah, blah. And that's about everything. Diet.
Yeah.
You remember they, for a long time, Ace, when we were young, we were teenagers, they said, you eat all this fiber and it's so good for you and for colon health and all of this stuff. And so every cereal that came out was like, I mean, they call it colon blow or whatever. There was a sketch on sketch on Saturday Night Live. It was so ridiculous that they created a sketch, one of those fake commercials. But then all of a sudden they were like, okay, well, maybe bran and all of that is not so good for us. And then for a long time it was eat no fat diets. Eat all the sugar you want. No, like low fat is what's going to get you to lose weight. And it did. But as soon as you go back to regular eating, it came back. So then it was no carbs. The sugar and the carbs, the flour, that's the enemy. Yeah. So all of these medical trends go, one way or the other. But when we were kids, I remember, because my brother's 4.5 years older than I am, his dermatologist when he was a teenager said, so you put the soap on the washcloth and really scrub every night with the washcloth 2 or 3 times a day. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, don't use a washcloth.
No way.
Not doing that. Now it's gently with the fingertips.
And those circular motions.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. I won't wash my face in the sink. That gives me the splashing water in my face standing over the sink.
Really?
First of all, it doesn't all come out off, and I end up just getting water everywhere.
Yeah.
If I were going to do nothing but wash my face, I'd have to get in the shower.
There is and that is a pet peeve of mine, when people walk away from a sink and leave water splattered everywhere, whether it's the kitchen sink or a bathroom, it makes me nuts.
Because when you walk up to it, then you pull away, it looks like you done peed yourself.
Ugh.
Oh, he had
peed.
Think of that. Ooh, look at that. I just don't like the mess.
Ooh, he peed.
Oh, look at him.
So what were you saying about that, Alexis?
About what?
The face washing.
You
don't wash your face, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Damn.
Stop playing. Don't play with me like that.
I'm going to wash my face.
I actually wash my face with face wash. Then I have a primer that I put on, this oil. It makes my skin nice and soft. But the thing I hate about washing my face is when I go to wash my face, my eyelashes, when they're wet, they're like, they just look like they're plastered down and they look horrible.
Oh, we need to see.
And I have
that.
To like dry them and
what
curl
do you mean,
them back
because
up.
Because they just get heavy and
they get so heavy. So and then they're like in patches. Like they're all separated in clumps.
Because, they're made of horsetail.
Yeah. So to wash your face, you have to essentially allow time to do your face stuff
and then
dry and restyle your eyelashes.
Yep.
Like, snuffle up against
it. Yeah, do it just like that. Ooh, it's not cute. It's not a cute look. But I got, the other day, I got a body scrub. It's like a sugar scrub, but for your body. And I was scrubbing all over, and my skin was so soft after I got out the shower, like velvet.
Does it come with a scooper in it, or you just drag your hand through
it? You just drag your hand through it. Mm-hmm.
Dove makes one. I've seen a lot of commercials for that now, the Dove body scrub thing.
Oh, it felt so good. It felt
that's
luxurious.
Got those microplastics in it, doesn't it?
I don't know. I didn't look at what was in it.
But see, the difference is that...
I don't want to be raining on a parade, right?
Women make an event out of taking a shower or a bath and doing all of that stuff. Men want to just go, hey, let's go get clean and then get out. You know? Mm-hmm. Same with the bathroom, but opposite. Women want to go use the bathroom, get out. Men want to go in there and, you know, catch up on the news.
Yeah.
You know, you're not through until your legs have fallen asleep.
Oh, God.
You got paper all over the floor.
But, yeah, I'm like, oh, my God.
I hate when somebody tries to come knock on the bathroom door. I mean, leave me alone. Ugh. I'm just trying to see.
Why would they?
You got to ask me a question or something.
What?
I don't know. Like,
just text it.
Don't do that either. Don't text me some bullshit.
But that's better than knocking on the door.
You know that I'm in the bathroom. Don't be texting me. I don't know. It seems like you need to wait. Whoever it is, you just wait a minute till I'm finished and I'm just relaxing.
What if the house is on fire?
Yeah.
Well, then your text should say, hey, the house is on fire.
Okay, but not knock on the door and don't say the house is on fire.
Yeah, just say, like, hey, house is on fire. We're leaving. All right, cool. I'm right behind you.
Because if there's ever been, you've been through that where there's an emergency while you're using number two.
Oh, God, I would hate that.
Oh.
Just thinking about that gives me anxiety a little bit. Oh.
I know, it's crazy.
It's going to have to wait because that is not an option to finish what I'm doing at the drop of a hat.
Oh, God.
Not a possibility.
What would you do?
It would have to wait.
You'd burn up in the house?
Yeah. Like, well, that's, I hear what you're saying. But
the more you're talking to me, the more you're making it last, the longer it's going
to
last.
If you're not out in 2 minutes, the hallway is going to be full of fire to the front door. Oh. Well, leave me some wet towels in is all I can do here to help.
Call me the fireman. Because if you saw what's happening in here right now,
oh God,
you would be equally alarmed.
Yeah, you would think this is the emergency.
Exactly. You know what? It's better that we do have a fire because you're just going to want to destroy this whole room.
I'm just going to stay in here. Fire's not going to come in here.
Yeah. It'll be fine. Not good. Not good.
Well, I feel bad, though, that that Adam had his feelings hurt.
He was fine. I think he was more making a point to tell me that I had a shitty look on my face.
Yeah.
I must have.
Probably.
And I said, I am so sorry. I apologize because I certainly didn't mean to. I wasn't doing it on purpose, but he was having a good time with it. But I felt terrible. Mm.
Yeah,
but I didn't feel that bad. He was going to a hockey game. It's like flying up the coast to go to a hockey game.
But you know better than to talk to him like that when he's hurting.
Yeah. He was hurting. He had quite a day the other day.
Well. Yeah. Don't do it no more. Well, there's an easy way to solve that problem, though, and to not have meetings on Fridays.
Yeah. This is your fault. That's what I just said.
We could have zoomed that thing on Thursday or whatever.
But, you know, it's such a we're so spoiled with things because everybody else has to work to the end of the day on Friday. What is it that just because it's Friday, as soon as we get off the radio, it's like everything else stops. On a Friday.
We still have to go to bed early on Sunday than everybody else. So our weekend is shorter.
I like that. It's true. Sunday night television, who knows?
We have less weekend because by like noon on Sunday, I'm like, well, the day's shot to hell now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go eat lunch and then I might as well come home and go to bed. This sucks.
My daughter used to get so, I don't want to say depressed because that's a little dramatic, but she used to get sad on Sundays because she knew she was going to have to be going to school Monday.
Yeah.
So she hated, like you said, like Sunday at noon is when it just started going downhill. And I was the same way. And then one day she said that, you know, Dad, August is the Sunday of summer.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Once August hits, you're like, damn.
Back to school commercials was always what really did it. Mm-hmm. Back to school.
Like, and now the air is so much earlier every year, like early July. Right after July 4th sales, they start airing back to school sales.
Mm-hmm. And but it's kind of harder as a parent to deal with that when you don't blame them. Because you hated it just as much. God, I hated school.
I didn't hate school, but I didn't. Yeah. But you knew when you hit August, with the exception of maybe your senior year of high school, that you wanted to get started to get through it. But you're like, damn, we got like 2 more weeks of hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go back to school.
Yeah. But the thing with me is, I hated school, but school loved me.
Of course.
Sometimes I feel guilty about that. But school was really good to me.
Yeah.
And I just, I didn't appreciate it because I hated school.
It is the torture that you live with.
I hated school, but school loved me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did you hate school, Alexis?
No, I loved it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you were in Compton and they were, beating you up because you were the quote-unquote white girl in school?
Yeah, I loved it. I was a cheerleader out there, so it was fun. And I had to keep good grades to be on the squad, so.
But so you only had that one incident?
Just the one fight.
Right. And then after you beat that.
And I didn't get beat up.
Right. After you beat that girl up, then everybody was like, okay, well, let's leave. Oh, she's not white.
Mm-hmm.
She's Latina.
These hands. Don't play with me.
She
fight. Yeah.
Yeah, I love school. College was a little different when parts of college I did go to, just because I felt like some of these classes, I was like, why am I taking this? And I hate them, and they're boring, and I was just over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I dropped out a semester.
Yeah.
Halfway through a semester, I was like, this sucked. My third semester. First semester of my sophomore year, I got about a month. I was like, this is, what am I doing? Yeah. I want to work.
And then
I want to do something that, why am I taking these classes and paying this money, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so I went and investigated a broadcasting school. I was like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And told my parents. They were like, slow your roll a minute. My mom's really smart. My dad, too, for that matter. They both agreed. Like, okay, if you want to come home, if you want to take the semester, rest of the semester off, got to regroup, that's fine. And in hindsight, I realized later, they admitted it, they knew what was going to happen. I came home, and I was home 2 days. And I clearly remember sitting in a Burger King parking lot waiting to meet my mom for lunch or something. And I was like, what am I doing? Why am I not at LSU in college? Damn, I love that place. This sucks. I was so mad at myself at that point that I let my head get all messed up. And I couldn't wait to get back after that.
See, all this time, I thought your dream was to own a fireworks stand.
You can have more than one dream.
You still do that.
Work 2 weeks at Christmas, 2 weeks at the 4th of July. And then you got the rest of the year off, man.
Man, I got these cool flashing lights I can set up in my house.
It's giving me an idea. We do strip club reviews. We should do fireworks stand reviews.
Like, yeah, what? Oh, man.
Kind of person. That one, that didn't have shit. I need to do that.
Oh, my God. I wonder what happens if you Google it.
Yeah, that's a little redneck boy's dream.
Oh, my God.
To own a fireworks stand.
Hell, yeah. Bunch of TNT, dynamite. TNT is dynamite. I'm gonna be a star. I'm a CEO.
I have to sleep in my truck. Make sure nobody breaks in.
Yeah, you know. Hugh Hefner slept in his truck for the first 20 years. So. Now that word.
Yeah. Okay, we need to take a break. Give me a break.
More next.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
So St. Patrick's Day is coming up. That's a party holiday. You get out and you get your drinking going. You drink if they're going to allow it this year. But that can also be a party in the privacy of your own home.
Hell yeah.
Where you and your partner get lucky. You're getting lucky. Oh, top of the morning to you. So, if you're going to be doing all that business, you need to make sure that your guy is all groomed up and looking nice, and you know, you don't have enough. He doesn't have enough hair down there that you could put a green bow tie into.
Oh my god!
Ew.
You don't want that.
Yeah, we got it.
Mm-hmm. So. So you need to get the Manscaped Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. It's got the weed whacker. That's the new ear and nose hair trimmer. It's waterproof and got so many RPMs in the motor, you maybe run a boat with it. I don't know. 9,000 RPM.
Oh, my God.
Take it fishing. And then the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, that's the latest version of the trimmer with that, you know, ceramic blade that's so much easier on the skin and, you know, helps take away all of the nicks and cuts and all that stuff. Advanced skin safe technology is what they call it. Now, you can't forget about the liquid formulations. They have the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner to make him look a lot younger down there, I guess.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Tight.
A little rejuvenation.
And look, that's not all.
You get the rejuvenation.
You get the Manscaped free gifts as well. The boxers and the travel bag. Which is like a shaving, we call it a dop kit.
Yep,
it looks like
dop
that.
Dop kit.
And it's nice. So the whole thing is 20% off and free shipping when you use the code ACETJ at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com, 20% off using the code ACETJ, and then you get the free shipping as well. So
it's a great deal.
Yeah, for all you lads and lassies out there. For St. Patrick's Day. So, what I like about this company is that it's not like a special St. Patrick's Day, you know, offer. It's just that it's St. Patrick's Day, and they made all of these references to St. Patrick's Day for the regular information in the ad. Like, you're in luck because Manscaped Performance Package is, you know, whatever. And then you and your partner will get lucky, all right. Hey. The Lawnmower 3.0 will showcase your pot of gold like no other.
We're like, nah.
Yeah. And there was something else in there about shave. Oh, yeah. You can also get festive and safely shave a shamrock into the.
Ooh.
It's just like, oh, wait, what's the next holiday? All right, make some puns.
Yeah. St. Patrick is like, I mean, it's not originally what I intended, but God bless you.
Maybe we've lost sight of, how did St. Patrick's Day originally start?
I don't know how, well, it's a feast day. It's the feast day of St. Patrick, and the story about him is that he, you know, drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
That's what it was, drove the snakes out. I had him tied in with the Pied Piper somehow, but that was kind of where that originated?
I don't know about the Pied Piper.
Who let all the mice out of the town by playing his flute or whatever?
I don't know that one.
Hey, Rob, do you have that clip from that preacher? Ace has it in his thing here. There's a preacher in Missouri. His name is Pastor Stuart Allen Clark. He took a leave of absence Tuesday from First General Baptist in Malden after widespread criticism of his sexist sermon in late February. Something, but they say that it says, besides weight loss and sex, Clark told wives to wear makeup, dress nicely, choose appropriate hairstyles, and appear less quote unquote butch.
Oh, is that all in this clip we're about to hear?
I don't think so. This is just a sample of the kind of direction his sermon was taking.
Your man needs an attractive wife. Hockey player said, he said, I married a trophy wife, but now she looks like the Stanley Cup. You see what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. Don't give him a reason to be like this distracted boyfriend. Don't give him a reason to be looking around. Hello?
Stop. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I'd give anything if there was footage of the women in that congregation. Like, what?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Sounds like Tom Arnold.
He says, now, look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time like Melania Trump. I'm not saying that at all. Most women can't be trophy wives, but, you know, maybe you're a participation trophy right now.
Well.
What?
I don't know, but all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen? Not everybody looks like that. Amen? But you don't need to look like a butch either.
Good.
What? Meanwhile, he looks like...
Yeah, what does he look like?
I mean, exactly what you think a guy like that would look like.
Because it doesn't sound as if he followed that up with, and by the way, me and you should be doing the same thing for your woman also.
He may have, because the whole sermon was 22 minutes. We couldn't go through all of that. But.
Wow.
Is there a way we can pull that audio up, Riggins, through your computer there? Yeah.
You think that's shocking, Alexis?
Problem.
He's reading or holding the Bible.
Yeah.
So all that must be saying
well,
the Lord.
Yeah, right.
let me ask you a question. Is he wrong?
No, he's not wrong, but you don't have to stand there at church saying that. I'm not going to church to be told that I shouldn't be butch.
Part of his job, though, is to advise on creating and keeping marital harmony.
But there are some people that don't have control over their looks. What are they going to do?
Yeah, but he also should point out that it's important. Men should be doing the same thing.
Yeah. True.
If he said it went both ways, that you, men, if he followed that up with, if he got your attention by shocking you with that information and then said, now here's the shocker, men, you should be doing the exact same thing. You should aspire to be, you know, Brad Pitt, whatever, for your lady.
Some people are never going to be Brad Pitt.
They're not.
But you should try.
But if his point is, do your very best to be your very best for the other person at all times, that's all you can do.
Yeah. I mean, I get his thought process.
Is this it, Riggins?
Why do they do that? Now, look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time, like Melania Trump. I'm not saying that at all. Now, most women can't be trophy wives, but you know, like her, maybe a participation trophy. I don't know, but all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen. Not everybody looks like that. But you don't need to look like a butch either. But you say, how can I do that? Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. I'm so glad you asked that question because you're in my office, you and your husband, and we're talking about your marriage, and you've asked me this question about what can I do about that. All right, if you were sitting in my office, here's the first thing I'd say to you, and boy, I hate to say that, this is why I don't do marital counseling anymore, and that is weight control.
Oh, how important is this? No, stop it right now. What?
Oh, wow.
Weight control.
Get out.
So I don't know the first thing I'd say is weight control. Like, that is not what I was expecting him to say right there.
And he's like, fat as F.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's about six people there. Amen?
Yeah, you heard all male voices. Amen.
I don't know if I should be clapping to this. Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, two words, weight control.
I've seen that TikTok a bunch of women saying, you know, repeating that line. It's a woman saying it, but they're saying, you know, yes, I am a trophy wife. It may be a participation trophy, but it's a trophy, that kind of thing. But, man, you're sitting in my office. He's doing marital counseling. The first thing I'd say is weight control. Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, here you go. Here's some more quotes here.
Okay.
Why is it so many times that women, after they get married, let themselves go? Why is that? Why do they do that? Men have a need for their women to look like women. Sweatpants don't cut it all the time. Wearing flip-flops and pajamas to Walmart, that ain't going to work. Ain't nothing attractive about that. It ain't. And men want their wives to look good at home and in public. Can I get an amen? And you know you probably heard, okay. Maybe after church when my wife's not sitting here, I'll say amen to you. Ladies, it's the way God made us. It's the way we are. Men are going to look. He made us to look. You want them to be looking at you, don't let yourself go. Let me tell you something. I have a friend. He's put a divorce weight on his wife. That's how important this is. In other words, his friend said, if you reach this weight, I'm divorcing you. That's how important it is.
Wow.
Listen, ladies, we are not lust monsters. We're not that lust monster that chases you around the bed every night. We can't help ourselves. God made us this way. He made us this way. Listen, can I just tell you this? This may never pass your mind when you're saying I do, but I'm going to tell you, it does his. It's the main reason he married you. Was for the sex, is what he said.
Oh, for the sex.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I think I'm going to put that on the back of my robe. Lust monster.
Lust monster. Oh, God. Lust monster.
That's right.
The lust monster.
Out with El Papa Diablo, in with the lust monster.
Oh, no.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Okay, I think it's official. One of my favorite things now, one of the things I find most entertaining is when people post videos of preachers saying stupid crap on the internet.
It's good stuff.
Like that one.
I wonder what else.
You one of the worst members I got.
That's not a word.
You ain't worth 15 cents.
Hey, stand up, big boy.
That was so funny.
That was classic.
And now we got this guy saying, this is why I don't do marriage counseling anymore. Okay. And he looks young.
Yeah.
So he's already, he couldn't have been a preacher that long, and he's already out of the marriage counseling business.
What does he go and explain how this relates to the Bible or anything? I mean, it sounds like he's just kind of talking about his own beliefs about.
No, he ties the Bible into it because of, I think, how men and women become one in the eyes of the Lord when they're married and take care of each other. And that a man's needs are different than a woman's needs. And men are, he goes on to say how men are more visual, and this is your husband takes as a sign of your love and devotion to him and so forth and so on, yeah. I'm sure if you looked in the Bible, it would probably lean more to saying those types of things of, a woman's body and the man's body are not their sole control anymore, that you both have control over each other to some, it's a couple's decision of things that have to do with that, since you become one body together as a married couple in the eyes of the Lord. That's why you light that unity candle at a wedding, is that two become one, you know?
Like the Spice Girl song.
Yep.
Exactly.
But it never really works that way.
That's all bullshit. Anyway.
No, I mean, you know, I can touch my own boobs as much as I want.
Yep. That's what we take away.
Yep.
Oh, God.
The lesson here is I can touch my boobs whenever I want.
And I mean, he planned that sermon out to a T, because he's using PowerPoint, because he's, you know, he's got that picture that went viral. It is in so many memes of the boyfriend looking back at the girl while the other, while his girlfriend's looking at him like, what? You don't want to be this, you don't want him to be this boyfriend, distracted.
I wonder what his wife looks like if he's married.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Like, I wonder if she's a trophy wife.
What if she's just smoking?
Yeah, I'll find out. I can find out. Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, because, I mean, the preacher's wife is, you know, the first lady of the church.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's a lot of pressure to be the preacher's wife.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is your preacher's wife, you know, telling other women, like many wives do, the problems in their home, what he's really like at home, that kind of, you know.
Sitting around eating a whole bag. Bag of damn Oreos.
Yeah, she's probably like, what the hell? Now everybody's going to be over
here trying to figure out,
dial it back about the fat wife thing?
Yeah, because what they're going to say is, well, your wife's not hot.
Yeah.
That's what they'll say.
Practice what you preach.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she's like, you son of a bitch.
What movie was that, Ace? Was it Every Which Way But Loose? One of those Clint Eastwood movies where the old lady had was complaining about his orangutan.
Yeah.
Just ate a whole damn bag of Oreos.
Did you find her, Riggins?
That's what that's what that guy's saying, ladies. Don't be sitting around eating a whole damn bag of Oreos.
I can't with that guy. I don't like him.
Really?
He's now seeking counseling.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be seeking some counseling.
Yeah, you should.
Needs
Yeah. And he's probably, his public defense is probably like, hey, at least I didn't say nothing racist.
Yeah, right. Could have been worse.
Good news. Yeah. Didn't say anything racist.
I didn't insult the gays.
Okay, that would have made it better.
He's resigned.
Yeah.
Because of this sermon?
Uh-huh.
General Baptists believe that every woman was created in the image of God and they should be valued for that reason. Furthermore, we believe that all individuals, regardless of any other factors, fat or not, they didn't say that, are so loved by God that Christ died for them.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah, that didn't have anything to do with what he was saying. Yeah.
Each General Baptist Church has the autonomy from the national organization, and as a result, General Baptist Ministries does not have the authority related to the employment of any pastor, but it looks like he just resigned.
And you know, the whatever they're called, the elders or the deacons or whatever, I don't know what a General Baptist Church is.
Me neither.
In the Southern Baptist Church, you had deacons, and you know, they may be sitting there arguing with him and going, look, okay, we know.
Yeah.
We know the Bible says that, but we're in 2021 and you could have found a better way to get that message across.
Yeah, you damn sure could.
Standing there hollering at women, two words, weight control. Hey, it's tough love now. Yeah. Come on, Deacon.
It's like
I'm giving them tough love.
He's trying to put together a piece of IKEA furniture with a sledgehammer.
I would have loved to see the reactions of the audience.
And he's so smug, holding his hand up, like, two words for you. Weight control. That'll fix it.
Damn.
He probably thought that was his best sermon to date. He had a PowerPoint.
He thought he was bringing the house down.
He was like, I'm about to kill it right now. Psych.
This is going to get me. This is going to get me to that church in Dallas. Yeah.
Straight fire.
That's right.
Look out, Joel Osteen.
Are you kidding me right now? This picture Riggins just pulled up.
Got a Wonder Woman shirt on. Well,
that looks like if Rob were leading the church. The preacher. Yeah. Preacher's holding the Bible wearing a Wonder Woman t-shirt.
That's pretty fair.
What is that?
Well, maybe it has something to do with his sermon.
Yeah.
Maybe his sermon is about
Wonder Woman never got fat.
Maybe he's talking about what he's talking about today is the real Wonder Woman. Not Wonder Woman from the cartoons, not Wonder Woman the superhero, but I'm talking about the Wonder Woman that's sitting right here in these pews today who run their families. It could be a very pro-female sermon.
I think he looks like, to me, in my opinion, that he's saying, the only thing that got fat about Wonder Woman was them titties.
And God will avenge anyone who does. She wasn't an avenger.
Yeah, that was going to be offensive to Rob.
A fat
you put Wonder Justice Woman League. In the Avengers. Yeah.
Justice League.
So, ladies, listen. If your man looks at you and doesn't turn into Iron Man from the waist down, then you ain't doing something right.
Yeah.
Amen.
We'll see a Hulk penis out there. Green and veiny.
He better turn into the Hulk, and in his britches, it better look like a ball game pickle.
Can I get an amen?
Big old ass.
So weird. So weird.
Hulk beer.
Now, Wonder Woman was hot. She always was.
Every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
From Linda Carter all the way to this one that's in there now.
That's right.
Weight control.
Two words.
Wonder weight control.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace & TJ button.
Wait. Control. Two words.
That's made my entire day. I can't wait to go home and share that with you.
You just are dying to call yourself the lust monster.
That too.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I've already texted a man and asked her, do you have any glitter at the house? I need glitter and some glue so I can put lust monster across.
You're going to bedazzle it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Sounds like somebody's taking a trip to Michael's.
Oh, puff paint, here I come.
I'm going to lay that black robe out on the table and Elmer's glue out of lust
Elmer's glue.
Throw some glitter on that bad boy.
Yeah. How damn country does that sound? Every kid in the United States. Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue. Hey, Elmer,
they could be in Brooklyn going, where's the Elmer's?
Excuse me.
Well, what kind of glue you got? Elmer's, of course.
Yeah.
What question is that?
Elmer's.
Who makes the best glue? Well, Elmer. Mr. Elmer does. That's who.
Making that shit forever.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of. That's the only one I ever had as a kid.
Yeah.
Because you would use it to write on stuff. And...
Yeah, we know how glue works. You about to explain glue to us?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know if you had Elmer's glue. I don't know what you had.
I couldn't name it.
You might have had a glue stick.
of some sort. No. I don't know what you had in your day. I'm old school.
In this deal. Oh, God, that Elmer's paste. That never stuck a damn thing.
Elmer's
to
paste?
Yeah. Paste was paste to begin terrible, with. Yeah.
I didn't like paste ever. Yeah. And it was always messy. Like, once you opened it, it was going to be a mess at that point.
Oh, the jug of it.
Right. And it had sucks. That little stick in it. You just had to spread that crap around. It was terrible.
And you could never do it neatly on
it. It was always lumpy in there, and it was never even.
Yeah. Elmer effed that one up.
Yeah.
Mr. Elmer.
Hey, you win some, you lose some. It's all right.
Yeah, there was a guy in my grandparents' town that my grandfather worked with at the mill, and he talked about him all the time. His name was Elmer. Other than Elmer Fudd, I'd never heard anybody else name that except for Blue. So I'm just saying that's got to be, you know, kind of culture shock for kids in the North, whatever.
One of my uncles, his name is Elmer, and he lives up in Boston.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Elmer.
In a million years, I would never have guessed that.
How do the El Salvadorians say it?
Elmer.
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 Is he El Salvadorian, or did he marry into the family?
No, he's Salvadorian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They don't allow that in her family.
Oh, marrying in?
Uh-uh.
I wasn't aware.
Oh, Elmer was the bull. That's the logo on the glue. I didn't know that. Right. Elmer the bull.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bull? I thought I was thinking it was, my memory told me it was a cow, but I was wrong.
Yeah, and Alexis's family, they don't let, you know, anybody who's, I don't know, maybe lighter than Steph Curry come in.
Stop.
It's true.
It's not true.
It's like, you're just trying to come in here and marry our Latina women. No.
Yeah.
Get out of here, gringo.
Ooh.
Ale face. Vanilla face. Get
vanilla
out.
Face.
Ale face.
Vanilla face.
What would happen, though, if like, say, your mom had brought a full-on blue-eyed, lily-white, nerdy guy into marry. Would they have given him a hard time?
No. I mean,
good-natured hard time, like picking on him.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like with when he's not around, just because my family likes talking shit. But
they wouldn't like give him a nickname like Lettuce or something.
Yeah. Well, here come Lettuce. What? Lettuce.
Plain, no flavor.
Oh.
Because I would.
Lettuce.
Your lettuce face. Where lettuce at?
Hey, here comes lettuce.
Crunch water.
Elmer.
Elmer.
Where's lettuce?
That's funny.
No. No way. Was anybody in your family, like, did you grow up with racists?
I wouldn't say like racist.
Okay, enough said.
Enough said.
Technically. You know. They're very old-fashioned, old school.
What an answer.
Sorry, that was
I wouldn't
no.
say.
Was
now, most, you just said.
That was the most baited question ever. Well, other than, hell no, there was never going to be a right answer. Sorry.
Hispanic old women, I'm telling you.
Only one appropriate response.
Yeah.
And they're prejudiced against their own kind. Haters.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say that with a southern accent.
It
says a lot. They're prejudiced against their own kind.
Oh my God.
That's unforgivable.
Goodness gracious.
Oh God.
Well,
I wouldn't
in your family. Well, I wouldn't say race.
Can you share an example, or would you
define
rather
race?
I'm just curious.
No, like, I mean, if you old women in El Salvador, any Spanish country, are they just have very antiquated thoughts?
Yeah, like, okay. Like they would have a problem if you brought Riggins home. As your boyfriend or something.
No.
Like, hey, why are you marrying a white guy?
Why are you marrying a white... Yeah, probably, I don't know.
I mean, they should have.
They should probably.
Yeah.
Every white, black, Hispanic, everybody's going to have a problem if they bring me home.
Hawaiian, Korean, all of it.
Why are you marrying? No, I didn't mean why are you marrying a white guy. I mean, why are you marrying this white guy? The one with the little dog.
Yeah.
I think my brother was the first one to, he married a white girl. My brother was, I think. I don't know. I don't really talk to the rest of my family, so I'm not sure.
How long have your brother and the white girl been married?
Going on 3 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know that many, that Jehovah's Witness was that popular in the Latin community.
Yeah, it is.
I had no idea.
A lot of Spanish Kingdom Halls.
Whoa.
I know.
And what do they call them?
They call them, oh my God, I just had a brain fart. El Salón del Reino.
El Salón what?
Salón del Reino.
Del Reino.
Mm-hmm.
El Salón del Reino.
Yeah, this is great. 36% white, 32% Hispanic.
Yeah. Wow.
In that faith all in general?
In
Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
It is Jehovah's Witness, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My wife calls it Jehovah Witness.
Jehovah
like,
Witness.
Yeah, no, there's an apostrophe S on it.
Because she grew up Jehovah Witness. Jehovah's Witness. Just like it's not Google Map.
She
grew- oh, no. It's taken us a long time, but I'm using your precious Google Map. Google Maps. Like whatever.
It's one map.
You know, she grew up Jehovah's Witness.
Pretty amazing.
Jehovah's Witness.
I love that. That has made my day.
Yeah.
But I will say the Spanish Jehovah's Witness are so much more strict than like the English or English-speaking Jehovah's Witness. So much more strict. We were talking about that the other day with my brother because his wife's family, they're all Jehovah's Witness. Her dad's an elder. So he, you know, he leads the church and stuff. And I've met them so many times, and they're so cool, and they're chill. And they know I don't go, you know, to the meetings anymore, but they're just so chill and so cool. Spanish Jehovah's Witness, oof, they're tough.
Yeah, you're either with us or against
us.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank God you got out of that. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
If your mom's listening to this, she's like, what?
Yeah.
Huh? I tell her that all the time.
She's like, Kay? Kay the hell?
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/loving.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
ACE and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.